beautifully intimate venue and features this kind of performance so well. I think you'll all agree. So, yeah, American Opera Projects is here tonight as one of our partners, and in the past 25 years, they've been presenting, workshopping, living, breathing opera, and have been of incredible, incredible help to this very, very vibrant community of opera that we have going on. And tonight, we're presenting two operas that are each 30 minutes, so a little bit different than the traditional big operas that you might go see, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that in a mid-concert discussion. And the other group that we have here tonight is the American Modern Ensemble. Again, they're coming up on a big anniversary, 10 years next year, and in those 10 years they've performed music by over 150 living American composers, which is a ginormous feat, and I'm astounded by what they do year in and year out. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift that they give us. So, I don't want to talk too much because I think these pieces really speak for themselves, and we're going to talk a little bit about process, as I said, in the intermission. But I would just ask that you turn off your cell phones. We are recording tonight, and so it's very important that they are all the way off, because any phones on silent or vibrate can actually interfere with these sound systems. And then the other thing I'll say is that after the event, we'll be having an after party at a local bar called the Hall of Nickel, which is just down on Atlantic to the right. And they've got a great vibe in there. We're going to have all the artists there to mingle and talk with you. And if you forget the address, there's a coupon right on the inside cover of your program. So you get a little bit of a special too. So I hope you'll come out and join us. The whole evening should be wrapped up in about an hour and a half, so plenty of time to talk and think about opera and humanity. These two pieces are, that's kind of at the core of this pairing of operas. They're very, very different in terms of their structure, in terms of the approach, but there are some really, really interesting threads that I think you'll pick up on between the two of them. And I'm really looking forward to hearing the reactions. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. If I am fevered, let me finish this book. I've got things to do around the house. Whiny, why no? Must I clasp his hand, a hand on hand, hands on, hands up, hands out? Or in many broods under my skirt. Why you, why now, why me? I am woman, death and blood, taste and touch, shape and the tone. By then, I've not finished braiding my hair, calling my eyes. Let me become not precedent, not augury.
Angel.
me what alibi. What will you do, Bill? Shall I pray? What will you do, desire, if I come to die? What will you do, desire, to whom, to what, and how shall I atone? For my nay, a future place is free. And if I say yea, even in Arcady, death resides. Oh, Gabriel! Thank you.